Welcome, movie fans. I am David from ThatMomentIn.com. And up next, a review of Don't Kill It. Don't Kill It is a 2017 horror thriller about an ancient demon who comes to terrorize a small town and the only man who can stop it. It begins with a bloodbath. A hunter whose hunting dog discovers a strange golden artifact in the woods that seems to take possession of the man as his eyes go black, commits to shooting his family and then hacking away at the neighbors with a meat cleaver before he is shot, only to seemingly pass whatever took hold of him to another, and the cycle continues. Meanwhile, in a town not far away, Jebediah Woodley, played by Dolph Lundgren, is having a drink at a bar where a local yokel is harassing a pretty young girl. He takes to teaching the boy a lesson, and for his efforts, gets a night with the lady. Next morning, he learns of the horrific murders, hearing something familiar in the method. He tells FBI agent Evelyn Pierce, played by Christina Kleb, what he knows, that he's a demon hunter, and that what's happening here has happened before. While he's seen plenty of demons before, this one is a particular piece of nasty, one that can't die, as it constantly moves from whoever kills it to the next. Convincing Pierce he's legit, the two take to hunting down a beast that by definition is impossible to stop. Directed by Mike Mendez, Don't Kill It is a B-grade monster movie that embraces its roots with a certain blissfulness, reveling in its excesses while it clings to the tropes that define the genre, somehow making it work in a comically gory way. Written by Dan Burke and Robert Olson, there's no attempt at logic, the story diving headfirst into the premise with everyone on board from the start, which probably serves it best. If you're going to have a story about black-eyed demons and bloodline angels in eternal conflict with a fedora-wearing, net-gun-toting, middle-aged muscle man smart-alecking way through a bloodbath of Tarantino-esque levels of violence, you might as well have some fun with it. That mostly lands on Lundgren's broad shoulders, who finds the right tone from the start, clearly understanding what this is all about. He straps on every cliche he can muster and dives into this with gleeful abandon, genuinely earning laughs amid the horrific, albeit hardly believable, carnage. From a disbelieving cantankerous priest to inept local sheriffs to screaming demons, there's a lot here that is tried and true, but Mendez, tongue firmly in cheek, manages to keep things brisk and surprisingly sharp despite some lapses. But no matter the low-budget effects that actually do it justice and some one-dimensional characters, there's no denying just how entertaining Don't Kill It really is. Outrageous comical gore, a terrific little story, and a dead-on center lead character absolutely primed for a franchise, this is an indie horror gem. Our score, 3.5 stars. Thanks for listening. For more reviews and daily posts, head on over to our website, ThatMomentIn.com.